Hey there, welcome to OPG's Tips and Tricks. Here I'm going to share some quick tips and some tricks that I think you'll find very useful. Let's get right to it. Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks. Hope you guys are doing well out there. Not sure when you're going to hear this episode, but I think this one is a good one, and I hope that it'll be helpful, as is all of our tips and tricks that we're doing. Today's is we're going to feature on how to capture the first look and how to do that as a photographer. And, you know, this would also work as a videographer as well. As a wedding photographer or videographer, as you know, one of the most important and memorable moments that you're going to find is capturing that first look between the bride and groom or the couple. And it's a moment that's filled with, lots of excitement, love, and if it's done right, great anticipation. And, you know, your job is crucial that you capture it in a way that truly reflects the emotion and beauty of the moment. As a videographer, obviously, you know, sounds and a good setup will really help with that. So miking properly, obviously. But as a photographer, I think this is a tough one because you need to tell this story without any sounds or anticipation or, you know, anything like that. So you need to capture this moment of time that only happens once, as same with all weddings, but this one you have control over. So here's some ideas that I have and have learned over the years. And hopefully it'll be helpful for you. So, you know, whether you're a seasoned pro or a newbie, I think that these tips will help you. So tip number one, first of all, get to know your couple. And if you're an OPG photographer, you do that by either your engagement shoot or the conversation that you're supposed to have with them before you shoot their wedding. Anything else that you can do to get to know. So, that's probably my number one tip, and, is just getting to know the couple so that you understand their personalities, their preferences, their style, and, all of these things. You should be able to use this as a way to help capture that first look in a way that truly reflects who the couple is and who they are. If you have time and you're meeting with them either during the engagement shoot, maybe ask them, are you guys planning on doing a first look? What are your thoughts on that? If you're not doing the engagement shoot, talk to them about it during your phone conversation or your Skype call or your Zoom call, however you do it. And if that doesn't happen, you know, ask them at the wedding when you're doing the bridal prep or the groom's prep. How is that going to go? And getting to know them and trying to find a way to do that setup. And it's funny that, you know, the first look is something that is completely set up, but done right, it can be such a great photojournalistic moment. And true PJ photographers out there right now are probably cringing at what I'm saying. But ask them questions about what they are hoping to capture. What moments are important to them and what kind of vibe they are looking to convey. And, you know, getting to know them, you'll be able to tailor that approach to their specific needs and preferences, which is going to result in a more personalized and meaningful look. I'm not going to get into the technical aspects of it. You should make sure that you find a spot that you're going to be able to move around quickly and the lighting is good and you want it to be nice and you want it to be nice lighting. So think about that too. That's an important thing to think about. All right. Getting to my next point. Tip number two, be prepared. On the day of the wedding, it's crucial that you're fully prepared to capture this first look. This means having all of your gear ready to go, checking your lighting and location, and making sure that you have all of the necessary backup equipment. I cannot tell you how many times I've gone into the first look and the batteries on my flash were dead, or something went, just the lighting change or something like that. So you really, really, you know, be prepared is the best Boy Scout thing that I could say. And make sure, you know, you try and get there a little early and, you know, set yourself up again in case something changes. I know that I've had this happen to me where I had something all set up. I come back and the wedding planner has totally changed everything. And it's like I'm starting all over again. So if I get there early, I can pivot and move on to find something and secondary location, you know, when that emergency happens. Finding the best angles, and you don't want to be scrambling the last minute and miss the moment. That's the worst case scenario. Tip number three, give lots of direction. This is super duper important too. These guys are nervous. It's the first time they're ever doing something like this, or most of the time it's the first time they're doing something like this. So they're not used to being, you know, put on stage. This is kind of a staged moment. And you want to give them direction so they know what to do, so they don't feel stupid. And I know that I've done it wrong, and they do feel stupid, and you don't want to put them in that situation. So as the photographer or videographer, it's your job to give direction to the couple during the first look. This means telling them where to stand, how to pose, where to look, what to say to each other. If you're a videographer, it's important to give clear and concise directions, be flexible and adaptable. And sometimes the best shots, no kidding, come from unexpected moments. So be open to letting the couple explore their own emotions and reactions during the first look. Remember, the first look is a very personal and intimate moment. So be respectful and make sure the couple feels comfortable throughout the process. I can't stress that enough. Some of the best shots happen after the first look happens, and they're just, you know, making love in their eyes to each other. And be ready with your camera, because that makes for such great moments. Capture the details. Tip number four. During the first look, it's important to capture not just the couple, but also the details that surround them. This can include the scenery, the lighting, the emotions on the faces of the couple. And by capturing those details, you'll be able to tell a more complete and compelling story of the first look. And make sure to take a variety of shots, obviously, including close-ups and wide angles and candid shots. And, you know, a really good way to do this also is, if you're working with a second shooter, shoot different things and discuss that choreography between the two of you. And that goes for the videographer as well. I cannot stress enough with the videographer as well. Work together. Hey, where do you think you're going to be standing for the first look? Where can I be out of your way? It will help so much a lot of times to go to the videographer and put yourself not in the in a position where you're offering yourself up to them, to work with them, because it doesn't happen often enough, unfortunately. And they'll say, I'm going to stand right here. And then I will say to them, are you going to move? Because if you're going to move, you're going to screw up this shot or this shot or this shot. So there's a choreography. It's a dance between you and the rest of your crew. You don't want to be in each other's shots. When that happens, everybody gets frustrated. And you really don't want to have to redo a first look. I've done it. And, you know, that's one of my tips as well. If the first look doesn't go well, make them do it again. It may not be as fun. You may not get the same reaction and emotion, but at least you're not staring down the barrel. They're not seeing the back of a videographer's head or microphone sticking out or something like that. Get a clean shot. That's what I always say. Make sure you get one clean shot. This way they can't say that you screwed up their first look. And tip number five, be creative. Finally, you know, don't be afraid to get creative, experiment with different angles, lighting, poses, and create, you know, you want to create something really unique here. And this is your opportunity to do that. And, you know, really look around for those things. And I really like to experiment with these. But also, you know, if you have a second shooter, make sure you're getting that clean shot, like I was saying before. This way you're guaranteed to have some good shots that, you know, they can use in their wedding album or, you know, just have for their own keepsake. So again, getting to know your couple, be prepared, giving direction, capturing the details, and getting creative. And, that should really help you get some great first looks. Good luck out there. I hope you're doing well. If you have an idea for a tip or trick, please let me know. And I'll give you credit, and you get a $25 B&H gift card. All right, jgroup@orionphotogroup.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next episode. Hey, do you have a tip or trick you want to share with us? Please email me, jgroup@orionphotogroup.com. I would love to hear your tips or tricks, and we'll even send you a nice little reward for doing so. Till then, thank you.